of dreams.
Another notch of crazy on the loony belt. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Kinzel. I'm talking.
Alright, everybody, it's time for a brand new episode of Flint Banter! Today on the show, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie! Like the new one, that thing! Original Sin wrap up, mostly, except for the parts that aren't finished.
We don't wrap those up!
We'll see, because they're not wrapped up. We'll see later.
Wrapping something up.
Yeah, they're not wrapped. Nothing's wrapped.
Just shut up. We're not wrapping, you know. People.
Alright. Plus some other stuff. As always, I'm your host, the man on the wall, Richard. Over there, the watcher on the wall, it's Jason.
The moon creep, yes.
Humming Pink Floyd's the wall, it's Michael. And he feels like hitting the wall, it's Chris.
Richard, I'd totally be fine with you if you were the man on the wall. I'd really
if I had
feel
to say who lived and who died.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot safer in the world.
What if suddenly I were the watcher on the wall, Chris? What would you think?
If you were the watcher on the wall?
Yeah,
well, I mean... Okay,
we'd be
fine.
Sending you a lot of... Right.
Is that what I do anyway? According to
always
90
looking,
minutes of last week.
Watching, judging. Look at the baby.
Hey everybody, you've heard me talk about it in the last couple of weeks, but please be sure to check out Max Toys and Games. You get a chance to actually come down to Corbin, Kentucky. Be sure to let me know about it, and I'll actually come out and visit you. Kind enough to sponsor us on a lot of our comic book endeavors and reviews for the show. You can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For both of them, be sure to look them up. They do have great deals and specials. Once again, Max Toys and Games, a big sponsor of Planned Banter. Be sure to check it out.
So, I went and saw Turtles last night.
Oh, did you now?
I did.
And what did you think, Chris?
I really enjoyed it. I did not expect to, but I had a lot of fun watching that movie. It was not a good movie. It was not a good film.
No, it was not.
It was a good movie.
It was not.
Actually, I'm right there with you, Chris. Me and Jace watched it this week, and
it was fun.
Like, it was stupid as hell.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I still ended up, like, enjoying it more than I probably should have.
I liked it more than Sin City.
It was not a golden turd.
Yeah, I liked
as
it
I was
better.
Hoping.
There
I'm kind of
parts,
mad about that.
I can honestly say this.
I'm not really that mad about it.
I had more fun watching Turtles than Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's true. It's probably a more like competent film than that.
I think
I'm not
so.
Going to say that there weren't parts of Spider-Man 2 that I like, because I did like certain parts of Spider-Man 2.
I'll say I might appreciate Amazing Spider-Man 2 more now that I know what they cut out of the movie, which is
oh yeah, did
worse
we ever
than anything
tell you
in
about
the movie.
That, where I was on vacation somewhere, and David sent me that clip where it turns out that Peter's dad is still alive.
Oh
and
yeah,
they cut that out of the movie.
And I really like Campbell Scott as an actor, but what, come on,
what the hell?
It's insane.
Well, at least there's payoff for, like, you know, the amazing, like, you know, jet time adventure of Richard and Mary Parker.
Oh, I know. It all
25 minutes.
All of
the
that
movie.
Made the beginning made sense. The subway made sense. A lot more things made sense. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
And if had it been in the movie, it would have been a golden nugget turd.
But Turtles, like. It's funny you say that, because when we were watching that one scene where, like, Megan Fox realizes that, of course, they're her pet turtles. Of all
yes.
the humans that they could discover, they were hers, and she's, like, freaking out or whatever.
Yes.
I was like,
I knew
man,
they
people
would be
are
mine.
Making fun of her for this, but this is not that much different from Gwen, you can't go to England. Like, swinging into the wall, like, you know, like a retarded meth head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's not that far from it, guys. Like, it really, like, the level of separation here is that, like, Andrew Garfield was in a movie
that people liked and saw, as opposed to, like, Megan Fox, where she's been in a bunch of movies that people saw but didn't like. And those were two Transformers movies, and then nothing else.
It wasn't, like, overwhelmingly nostalgic, but I did like a couple of the little nods to the old show. Like when Shredder is talking and he speaks in Japanese and he says, "Tonight I will dine on turtle soup."
Yes.
I love that so much.
They had the heroes in a half shell line.
God.
The van, though. I did like the van. The turtle van.
I liked Splinter's giant wall of boomboxes, like in the dojo. It's just like, what the hell?
That was my favorite part. Nothing.
And I like Tony Shalhoub as Splinter. Uh-huh. That was some really outside the box casting there. Like, what the hell?
Those are the largest slices of Pizza Hut pizza I've ever seen in my life.
It's true.
Well, you can get, when I was ordering a pizza from pizzahut.com the other day, they still had the promos up for Turtles,
mm-hmm.
and those are called the Katana Cuts, because you can get your pizza cut that way, super big.
Like, just like twice the size of a slice of Sbarro pizza?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, looks like I'm ordering it.
I did like their sofa made out of Pizza Hut boxes, too. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, the whole layer was cool. I just thought it generally worked as a movie. And I found myself just smiling the entire time watching it. Just because I really had a good time watching it.
Yeah, it was completely stupid.
But
like, not half bad, really, I guess, in that weird way. It's weird to see a movie that's kind of bad, but also kind of never really had a chance of being, like, an amazing piece of art, but also isn't, like, extremely ironic about it, like Sharknado 2.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's made some money.
It has. Dude, kids love it.
174.
Like, I don't know. The nearest way I can think to rationalize it is, like, at this point, this is, like, what? Like, the third or fourth iteration of Turtle movies? Or, well, not movies, just, like, the franchise. I guess mm-hmm. it's technically the fifth if you count, like, the initial comics a thing by themselves. But...
Are you counting the show relaunches?
Yeah. Well, I'm not counting Next Mutation, because it's not remembered fondly, except by anyone but my friend Jordan. But
yeah, you've got the TV show, you've got the live-action movies.
Old comics, TV show...
Live action plus that one CG movie.
Yeah.
The new CG.
The 2003 cartoon that ran for a fair amount of time. So, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a point where they, like, aged outside of what we know, I guess. But it's always going to be fresh and relevant to kids. As opposed to, like, you know, Transformers, which I dearly love and is held on to by its fan base, like a bunch of, like, you know, what does David always say, like, hoarding treasure goblins? We're treasure hoarding goblins.
Look at us.
So, I mean, whatever. If, like, you know, four-year-olds love it, that's awesome. You know, I'm not going to crap all over it. It's more appropriate for them than, like, the live-action Transformers movies, which are extremely violent.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I watched, I Know That Voice, yesterday. It's a documentary on Netflix. Well, it's been out for a while, but it's finally on Netflix. John DiMaggio.
Oh, wait, I do know this. Okay.
And it's kind of a love letter to the voice acting industry.
So you can see how creepy John DiMaggio looks?
He's not that bad.
Yeah, he's really not.
I mean, but they have interviews.
He just looks way different from what you would expect as the voice of Bender.
But they have interviews with almost everybody you can think of that you know of that's a voice actor. I mean, Nolan North's there.
Did they have Frank Welker?
Yeah. Frank Welker, Jim Cummings.
So you can see how, like, he doesn't... He looks like Phil Donahue, except looking.
Yes. Oh, he tells... Jim Cummings is great, though, because he tells the story of how he got into voice acting.
So Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, fair enough.
And then June Foray...
who is somehow still alive, despite being, like, I swear to God, like 143.
Well, she's one of the few people that could talk about, like, Mel Blanc from a first-person perspective.
Well, her and, oh, gosh. Well, other than animators. I was going to say Bob Clampett, but he wasn't a voice. Crap. Who am I thinking of? Who was the voice of Porky Pig after Mel Blanc that he trained?
I don't remember.
It's Bob something or other. Not Bob Burton, because that's the Flaming Carrot guy.
But it's an hour and a half, and it's... if you have any interest
in voice... You can talk about Paul Frees.
Voice acting at all. It is...
Bergen.
Bob Bergen? It is Bob Bergen, then.
Yes, sir.
So there's two Bob Bergens.
I think they're spelled different.
It's a absolutely fantastic.
Is he B-U-R-G-E-N?
B-E-R-G-E-N.
I'm pretty sure that's the same way, then. That's weird. Anyway, what's it called, Michael?
I know that voice.
I know that voice. On Netflix Instant, the service I never use
Netflix
for some reason.
And Amazon. But
Amazon Instant Video, the service I have but have never even registered for.
It's but it is. It's really good. It was it's really funny. They start off reciting a line from the Ten Commandments / the Bible in all the different cartoon voices. And it's a really funny way to start off. And there's a good 15 minutes on Mel Blanc and how he pretty much started the voiceover industry, for all intents and purposes, as an industry, you know.
As opposed to Walt Disney just doing, you know, the recording for Mickey Mouse's voice.
Yeah, and talking about how, like, June Foray went in for Rocky and Bullwinkle or whatever, and all of her radio friends were there because the first wave of true voice actors were radio personalities because they could project their voice in ways and they could act because they did all those radio dramas.
Burden or Bergen, Chase?
Burden.
So Bob Burden is Flaming Carrot.
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's really cool. It's an hour and a half. It's not, you know, it's not too long. Definitely worth checking out, though. I mean, some of the more modern people I've seen before and recognize, but some of the people I was...
Yeah, I'd be able to pick Nolan North
like,
out of the crowd.
I didn't realize that Cliff from Veronica Mars was Cosmo on Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, yeah, and it's Darren Norris.
Yeah, Darren Norris.
He looks exactly like how I thought he would, though.
Oh, yeah, but...
That's the weird part.
But, yeah, I mean, I just never really put to... I never realized that he was a voice actor. I always just knew him from Veronica Mars. I mean...
Oh, see, I was flipped out because I was like, that's Cosmo?
Yeah.
Of all fucking things. But he's in plenty of other stuff.
Oh, he is. He's in a ton of other stuff.
I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head.
Seth Green was on this thing.
Yeah, Seth Green was on it.
Oh, so it also has purported talents as well as
but
real
the best,
ones.
But,
Seth
and
Green and I have two voices. It was, I turned on the TV one day and Hulk in the Agents of Smash was on. Boy, that show is bad. I thought the Avengers Assemble show was like not very great, but I've never been a fan of like Ultimate Spider-Man. Hulk and the Agents of Smash is like Ultimate Spider-Man. And, like, A-Bomb is on there. And, you know, he was talking. And I was like, you know, I texted Jason. I was like, this is on. And it sounds like someone trying to sound a lot younger than they are because, I don't know. I think the executives don't know what young people actually sound like. But it's obvious that, like, they have, like, zero range. And he was like, oh, is it Seth Green? And I looked up. I was like, actually, yes, it is. He has Chris from Family Guy. He has, like, the same voice he does for everything on Robot Chicken. It was like, oh, look at me. I'm going to go over here and get shot in the face while shitting myself. And then he has just Seth Green. Voice actor. I wonder which one he's going to do for Leonardo.
When is he being Leonardo?
Apparently starting with these new episodes of the Turtles cartoon because they fired Jason Biggs for shooting his mouth off too much.
For he and his wife having... paying for a hooker for a threesome or something.
That was like 2 years ago, though.
Yeah. I think it was 3 or 4 years
ago. They like live web stream like their kid being born or something and all this other stuff.
But they did that because on the Today Show, people kept showing, like having records of their birth and stuff. So they were trying to make fun of those people.
I mean,
I can appreciate that. It just came off wrong.
Oh, the wacky stuff they do, like, it's fine with me. It's the way that they, like, I don't know, phrase it sometimes. Like, he said some stuff that's really dumb on Twitter. Like,
boy,
like
he just...
using, like, you know, like, slurs and stuff like that.
Tell you what.
I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird.
One of the interesting things that was kind of a thesis of the last half of the documentary was the fact that celebrities, whenever they come in to voice stuff...
just destroy those people's livelihood?
No, they're supposed to come in and sound as much like themselves as possible, because that way you can sell it as Chris Rock, or you can sell it as blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they hired Robin Williams to be Robin Williams.
Whereas a voice actor, yeah, whereas a voice actor has to do everything he can not to sound like the last job that he had. You know, they have to sound unique every single time. And it was – they don't directly talk about it, but now, you know, if you ever listen to, like – I've listened to it on The Nerdist. I've listened to it on a couple of podcasts where especially John DiMaggio does not much care for movies that hire celebrities as the primary voice acting stable.
But he used to be an actor. He was in this movie called Frogs for Snakes with Lisa Marie.
No, I know.
It's not good. Don't find it.
John DiMaggio, I mean, well, voice actors are actors, too.
I know. I'm just specifically making fun of him.
But, yeah, it's not like somebody goes to watch a John DiMaggio movie. It's, you know.
It's not like hiring Jogo for The Wind Rises, even though, like, guys, yeah. Like, that bird ain't gonna fly, like. I don't think anyone really necessarily watches movies for Jogo. It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. But at the same time, like, people who would probably aren't going to come watch The Wind Rises.
All right.
And as much as, like, I hear Hideki Anno is not, like, a voice actor at all in, like, you know, the original version.
Yeah, but he still has come up around it.
Yeah, so I don't
have a little more.
I don't really know how good a fit Jogo was either.
He wasn't
it was
a good
one of the
fit.
Weirder performances I've heard from him.
Yeah.
I guess, or I've experienced from him.
I didn't enjoy it.
There was a really interesting back and forth between Mark Hamill and Kevin Michael Richardson about Jokers. It was, and Andrea.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Where people have to remember that the Batman existed.
And Andrea Romano is kind of.
What? I kind of forget.
Because
too,
all of these, okay, what they did is they went to a lot of these voice actors' homes or caught them in studios. And John DiMaggio said he's got probably 40 hours worth of material recorded. And then they just cut what they, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant overall. I was like, wow, that's not nearly as much as I would think.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you know, he said he had 40 hours of usable material that he could have cut into the movie. And cut it down to an hour and a half. And so it is kind of funny because, you know, like the whole Mark Hamill thing. Mark Hamill brought up Kevin Michael Richardson as probably the next most popular Joker.
Really?
Yeah, he apparently is.
People would have to remember the Batman exists.
Well, Kevin Michael Richardson got an Emmy for his Joker voice work.
Really?
Yes. And Mark
for the
Hamill,
Batman.
Yeah, for the Batman. Yes. And Mark Hamill did
not. Was he some kind of video game or something too with it?
He might have been. Who's the voice of him in the video games now?
The Joker?
Yeah.
It's still Mark Hamill.
I thought Arkham City
no,
was
he
the
didn't,
last
he,
one.
He didn't do the last one.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
Might have been Nolan North,
somebody
actually.
Different.
I mean, John DiMaggio did it in Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, that's the first time in forever anyone else had played
I really
something
liked it.
Other than
yeah.
The Batman.
The Arkham
Batman
City,
really won an Emmy?
The last one that Mark Hamill's doing. He's retired. He said he retired the Joker after that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
But I guess to be fair,
he's,
it's like,
he's not Kevin Conroy. He's got other stuff going on.
He might be like he might be like the only other actor people can name that did the Joker.
Cesar Romero,
voice actor.
But
I think Nolan North did him in something.
Yeah, he did. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure he's the voice in Arkham Beginnings or whatever the hell it's called. Arkham Origins.
Cesar Romero do his voice in the
no, he
Super Friends or something? Is that what you're saying?
He might have.
No, I bet anything it was probably Don Messick. But, you know. I don't know. I don't remember Joker being on Super Friends well enough to say one way or the other.
I thought he was part of that Legion of Doom.
Don Messick? It's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon in the 70s. He definitely is.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean Joker was part of that Legion of Doom. I thought
he was. No, Riddler is.
Who's the Riddler?
Yeah, it's Riddler, Scarecrow, and Poison Ivy that are the Batman villains in Challenge of the Super Friends. But he was in episodes of Super Friends, most assuredly. I know Frank Welker was the voice of Darkseid. It sounds a lot like Megatron in some ways. Actually, it sounds more like Dr. Claw. I take that back.
Well, yeah, because it's got... Yeah.
Yeah, the other Frank Welker voice.
Whatever. Frank Welker's a lot of talents, man. Does he do the thing where he does the dog and the cat fighting?
It's that and the Krulos cool. the Triceratops and Billy and Mandy.
The Triceratops?
Yeah, he was a Triceratops that just wanted to be a ballet dancer that was trying to kill people on Billy and Mandy at one point.
I don't remember that, but yeah, it was like
I think it was Billy's toys came to life or something, and
he's Nibbler in Futurama.
I could tell it's Frank Welker because
there was this. Well, but whenever he's Nibbler in Futurama, he uses like his broadcasting voice whenever Nibbler actually talks.
Yeah, when he speaks. I don't know. I mean, he's Fred now, or not? He's Scooby Doo now, and
yeah,
sounds pretty close to Don Messick. Sometimes I kind of forget, but you know.
And there's a guy named Jim Hanks, who apparently does, I guess he looks exactly like Tom Hanks. He looks exactly like him. I don't know if they're related, but he apparently did voice acting for the Toy Story like TV cartoon, the Buzz Lightyear.
I think it's his brother.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is... Dear God, those genes run strong in the Hanks family.
You've seen Colin Hanks.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah.
Like, I can see both of his parents in Colin, or both of Colin Hanks' parents in his face, especially on Fargo. He's got his dad's hair, except shorter. But, you know, I don't know.
Anyway.
All right, so Original Sin ended this week. And you could tell by how, like, I don't know, could you tell?
That it was ending?
Yeah, I mean, did people talk? Because I didn't notice, but also I've been, like, pretty disconnected, like, the past, like, 5 days.
I've seen, actually, there was quite a bit of discussion on Reddit about Original Sin and Sins.
Larry Storch. Did the Joker.
Okay. So from MASH, really?
But
and then Lenny Weinrib in The New Adventures. Anyway.
Yeah, so Original Sin number 8 came out this week, which essentially means that the event is over except for like the parts of it that aren't, which
there
are
so
most of the tie-ins.
It's like almost every tie-in is still
open. Yeah, because
Avengers is finished.
That was the end?
I think, isn't it?
Thor and Loki's got one more book.
Yeah, it does, and I guess that's where they're going to explain, like, the worthy, not worthy thing.
Where he's trying to pick up the hammer on the moon.
And then...
yeah, because I don't know. I was like, I haven't read any of Thor Loki yet. I have all of it, but I read it.
Because I thought it was all just 4 issues, so I read it today. And then I was like, oh, to be concluded.
Yep.
Well, shit. So...
I was going to go ahead and read it except for that as well.
Yeah.
Is the Daredevil one still like, up? Concluded.
I think it has one more issue left, but at the same time, it's also pretty distant.
I know, but still, it has the tag on it. It's just...
Most of them do. I mean...
I just find it...
It seems that if the tie-ins that actually, like, tie in, like, that matter to, like, the main event, like...
But as...
It's Thor and Loki and then Hulk and Iron Man, yeah. And even then, like...
I'm sure the Thor and Loki one is purposefully not over yet, but...
We'll see. I mean, even, like, the X-Men one, which is pretty important, doesn't seem like it's, like, directly tied in. Mostly because, like, the X-Men, with the exception of Emma Frost, are barely in it.
Mm.
Wolverine's not even in the climax.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, well, let's talk about Original Sins number 5 first, before we get to Original Sin number 8. This was, like, the last part of, like, the Young Avengers story, and then, like, a Nick Fury thing, and then, like, a gag strip by Chip Zdarsky, which was pretty funny.
I love the gag.
The Chip Zdarsky thing was the greatest thing ever.
Yes, I've because he made fun of Storm's mohawk.
Only person to ever go back to a mohawk is one of my favorite jokes.
I have been writing
Frogman.
I have been writing a sitcom called Stars and Garters since the 70s, hoping someone would ask me about it.
No. The Frogman one was the best. Where it said the hero we need.
Yeah. The hero we deserve, yes.
The hero we deserve.
Yes. Just kidding, I'm Frogman, haha. See, the thing is, I meant to say no. More mutants.
I did like
that was funny. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, the Chip Zdarsky thing, man, that was really well done.
Yeah, I did like
that. It was probably my favorite part of Original Sin overall. All of it.
Really?
I thought like it was
the J.
hilarious.
Jonah Jameson one. It's a gag thing, but it wasn't funny.
No. I loved that, but I laughed at this one more.
Yeah, I liked the Doctor Doom thing too, but this was just funny.
Yes.
It was very funny.
I thought it was incredible, especially because
it was my idea to go to the park that day.
It was my
idea to go to parks.
I still
very
go
relaxing.
To parks. Yes. Yes. The eye patch is on the wrong side. You couldn't even tell. He's very funny. I hope he gets his own book where you just make jokes
book.
All day long. All the jokes were great.
Recent story ideas to Kieran Gillen on Twitter one day, and like one of them was like, What if Captain America was ugly? Daredevil regains his sight, but at what cost? Plus. Parentheses, $5,000.
Chip Zdarsky is awesome.
That's the best.
$5,000.
That's awesome.
Gosh. What did he call Gambit, like... Supreme Stubble Master of the 1994 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that was good too. I'm not even really French.
Yes. But, oh man,
the Young Avengers story wrapped up, and
yawn.
It was a thing.
Really, I was all right with it.
I liked it. I liked the fact that Prodigy kind of pulled the wool over everybody's eyes, and I feel like.
I have no idea who that character is. I'm assuming he's from, like, the new series.
I've seen Prodigy before.
I have no idea who he is either. I like him, though.
But he's a fun... Yeah, he's a cool character, and I feel like...
I did like that they shook hands. I would hug you, but I don't want to make this weird.
Right.
I feel like that they're setting him up for something, obviously.
I just don't care about any of these characters.
I like the Hood.
I like Novar.
Except for that period of about, I don't know, 2005 to 2009, where, like, he was way overused because Bendis wanted to make him, like, the new Doctor Doom or something.
The Bendis years.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, that was a thing in New Avengers is that they were fighting the Hood forever.
Well, they were trying to make the Hood the new Kingpin.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be
and the new Doctor Doom,
the leader of a group of supernatural thugs and mafia and stuff like that, and it just never worked.
I actually like Matt Murdock, good guy, good lawyer. I'm a fan.
Oh, Kingpin,
yeah, that's yeah. The Chip.
And they said that he was large and in charge.
Large and in charge. Oh wait. Oh, shit, there was one gag in it that was the best gag ever. And it was like, that should be that person's tagline forever. I may have to look it up. Go ahead.
But yeah, the Young Avengers thing tied up fine. I don't know if it was, I'm going to say it was earth-shaking.
No, but it was, I mean, it ended up being good. I liked the end of it. It was
fine.
It averaged out to be solid. Yeah. I'll go with that.
And then with the dum-dum thing.
I fucking hated that.
That was the worst fears of what I thought Original Sin was going to be.
Yep.
Was that.
Yep. Yep. I'm not going to blame Al Ewing for it because they have to be able to explain those characters existing. Because it's true. Like, Reb Relson's like an old guy in Secret Avengers.
Although I will say something positive about that story. That was, like, I've seen Butch Geist draw for, like, most of my life. He's been drawing comics. This is some of the best work he's ever done. It looked great. And for Butch Geist, that's still... He's already good. It looked awesome. He's kind of in a new revolution.
I didn't dislike the way the story was done. It's just that Central Precedent was shitty and stupid and lame and exactly the kind of, like, stupid cop-out bullshit that I'm just immensely tired of. And that's going to play a lot into, like, my overall, like, thing with, like, Nick Fury and, like, the book. But, like, yeah, I wanted to, like, throw it across the room. I was just like, whatever.
It didn't bother.
Silver Surfer, always nude, never rude.
Yeah, you like that?
That was the best. Should be the tagline of his book. It's incredible.
Always nude.
Might make the book better.
Yes, it probably would.
Am I the only one that likes the Silver Surfer?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. But, Chris, what did you think of the Nick Fury / Dum Dum story where he died in 1966 and has been an LMD ever since, including to the point where Nick Fury never thought to say anything when he was impersonated as a Skrull in Secret Invasion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know anything about the Secret Invasion stuff because I never read that, but it didn't bother me as much as you guys, but it was just kind of like, oh, okay. Well, we kind of already saw that with the Nick Fury, so I just kind of assumed, but it just didn't really affect me that much.
Well, see, when they revealed that Nick Fury was old, my fear was that they were going to do this thing and say that he's always been old and that the Infinity Formula was made up and he's just always been like a super old guy and every story with Nick Fury ever was an LMD. And I was like, that's such a shitty and lame cop-out for like everything, and that's exactly what they do with Dum Dum. It's just
exactly
that Dum Dum isn't like an important enough character to the point where this is potentially the last time he's ever going to appear. Because now we're one step closer to the comics being the movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because he's dead in the movies.
Because he's dead in the movie. Yes.
I do like Neil McDonough as Dum Dum Dugan, though.
Well, you'll never see him again.
Yeah, which that's his last thing, is that he finds out he's a robot and he kills himself.
Mm, it's cool.
Yeah.
What a life. That's how he died in real life, was a ricochet bullet. And he's died a million times before. Like, when has that been a story where Dum Dum has died? I really don't like that either. This is not the Venture Brothers.
Because I like Dum Dum Dugan, but honestly, like, was it that big a deal to devote this to it?
No,
like,
it's
was everybody wondering, like, oh, what about Dum Dum Dugan?
Well, it would be like if there was some big X-Men crossover event, and, well, like, they would cut to Muir Island showing it get blown up by a nuke or something, and it was like, well, that's what happened to Moira McTaggart, and then she's never mentioned again.
And that was it.
Well, here's what I think. I feel like that
she had an aneurysm and died.
Yeah.
I feel like that they did that so that...
Because, so that it can match up closer to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I don't even think it's that. I think that they're trying to... They tried to sever pretty
coming
much...
next month. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the comic!
All ties with,
Fitz is gonna have a helper monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Literally a monkey?
Yeah, he gets a monkey.
Because he said he wanted a monkey in, like, the first episode of the show or something.
I think Frogman should join.
Oh, that'd be awesome!
Right, Chris?
Frogman might be my new favorite character in Marvel.
I killed a man when I was a kid just to see him die. Just kidding, I'm Frogman.
That's the best ever! I would rather read Frogman than, honestly, Silver Surfer.
Yes.
I do like, the way he drew Frogman was very funny.
It was
maybe then they're like, Frogman could go undercover, and I can see Frogman in, like, a costume.
He's in Spider Island, or one of the Spider Island tie-ins, I think. He's around.
Wait, so does Frogman get spider powers?
He might have. I don't know.
Oh, awesome. Like, why couldn't they have made Frogman the Watcher on the Wall? I would love that.
Chris, what are you eating?
Mac and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's the cheesiest. Whatever happened to their dinosaur mascot?
He's still around.
Oh, okay, good.
He's just on the cover of the kids' ones. Adults don't have that.
That way you know it's the adults.
Yes, because now they appeal to people that grew up eating mac and cheese and won't eat anything different.
So now they're trying to make, like, they have that baked mac and cheese now that has the breadcrumb mixed in it and stuff. And
it's good, too.
Dude, whatever. I eat fucking Power Rangers SpaghettiOs or whatever when I eat SpaghettiOs.
I'm not a big fan of SpaghettiOs.
Well, like, it's not every day, trust me.
No, I understand.
Like, it's honestly probably, like, about as much as I eat McDonald's, which is, like, maybe once or twice a year.
And then when you eat it, you're like, that's why I don't eat McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't know. When we found the McDonald's in Morocco, it was kind of like manna from heaven.
Well, look. The McDonald's in Japan was way better than anything here.
That's true. It did.
Wait, why was it better?
It tasted better,
yeah,
first
it tasted
off.
Better. A lot better.
There wasn't as much oil in it.
And they had a wider variety of chicken selections.
Yes, they did.
Including the new Shaka Shaka chicken at the time.
Yeah. The buns didn't taste like, you know, old.
Yeah.
Tough.
And they're cool. They're the architecture in them is actually pretty neat and unique because most of them are two stories tall.
Yeah, and it ends up being in a... Oh, gosh, what was that? Was it in an... Index? No, it was Watamote where they had the McDonald's. They were...
Yeah, she went up
the three-story McDonald's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's when she was makeup on. She was horrifying.
Yeah.
But anyway. Let's see. Original Sins, yeah. The Dum Dum story.
Yeah, I mean...
It was Dum Dum.
It was Dum Dum. I'm not saying that, like, it was unexpected, because this is, like, something I've been waiting for them to do forever. It's just, like, the secret thing about the secret you never knew that was secret, and it's, like, the most obviously, like, proposed thing ever. I don't know. I mean, like, I feel bad for people who like the Howling Commandos, because all the living ones are, like, slowly being killed off. I think they started in Secret Warriors, where I'm pretty sure that, Gabe, what is Gabe's last name? Well, he's played by, the guy from Drumline in the movie.
The not Nick Cannon?
Yeah, not Nick Cannon.
Gabe.
I don't know. Reb Ralston died in Secret Avengers.
What is his stupid name?
I think Percival Pinkerton's been dead for a long time. Don't quote me on that, though.
Yeah, because remember they make that Howling Commandos tie-in to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., too.
Yep, and they're all dead. Actually, isn't Agent Triplett or whatever supposed to be related to Gabe Jones? It's Gabe Jones.
Jones, yes. Just saw
Gabriel Jones.
Yeah, Jimmy... it's like his grandpa.
Yeah. I didn't... Old Blockhead from the Hulk book, Mr. Handsome. Didn't he die in Secret Warriors?
Clay Quartermain?
Who? Clay Quartermain, yes.
No, he's still alive.
Okay. Well, he wasn't a Howling Commando, but he was an original agent, or one of the original agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., quote-unquote. But, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that, like, they're slowly just bumping them off so they can, you know... One, not have to acknowledge they've had characters alive since World War II.
Yes.
So they can bring them all back.
Man, I don't know if there's really, like, a lot of people crying out for, like, a Howling Commandos reunion.
I think it'd be cool.
I mean, unplugged. I don't know. How did you get unplugged?
What'd you do, Michael?
Maybe you sweep the leg, Johnny. But, you know, I mean, look at me, like... I can tell you, like, specific panels of some issues of Spider-Man, and I can generally tell you how, like, ex-obscure supervillain got his abilities. But I'm having trouble remembering who most of the Howling Commandos are off the top of my head. Like, I mean, that does say a little bit of something.
Yeah.
It does say that you love Spider-Man.
It does say I love Spider-Man, but, you know. Oh, gosh, who was it that, like, showed up in some X-Men comic, and I'm like, they haven't used them forever. It wasn't Garrock the Petrified Man. No, wait, yeah, it was, because he showed up in Avengers. That's what it was. I was like, why is Garrock a good guy? Or at least a nice guy.
Apparently,
I don't know,
this Quartermain guy is dead. Clay Quartermain?
Yeah, did he die in Secret Warriors?
The Red Hulk. Something like that. Red Hulk killed him or something?
Oh, well, that might have been an LMD.
This involved the LMD of General Thunderbolt Ross seemingly killed during a fight with Red Hulk.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe that stuck. I have no clue. But there were two of them that... I'm pretty sure it was Gabe Jones and someone who died in Secret Warriors, because that was with the whole Leviathan thing. I don't know that for a fact, because I've never read Secret Warriors, but, you know. And now isn't it kind of, like, weirdly irrelevant?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because, like... Nick Fury, like, had a secret team, but he also had a secret that was himself. He was a secret team of one. Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know. It's... Man, I love spy fiction. And I love Nick Fury. And I love seeing, like, the progression of spy fiction from, like, you know, starting in, like, you know, like, the 60s and going on to now. I don't... Like, I kind of like my meat outside of my potatoes. Like, I don't like this, like, modern, weird, post-KGB Cold Warrior thing that they are doing with him. I'm fine with that in the Garth Ennis series, you know, My War Gone By or whatever. But, like, I don't like it applied to, like, the Marvel Universe, because the more real you make the Marvel Universe, like, the more you think about how, like, a billion people die in New York every time anything happens. Like, going back to Turtles really quick, there's, like, a scene where, like, stuff was falling off of a crane into the street.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it showed, like, people rolling out of the way and stuff. Like, they, unlike Man of Steel, which could not be bothered at all to show that, like, it's okay, no one was hurt. Like, Turtles at least had enough consideration to do that.
And that's a Michael Bay movie.
It's a Michael Bay-produced movie, it's true. And you can only imagine how many people, like... were blown up in New or in Chicago in Dark of the Moon, like
all of
the
them.
City's pretty empty in that movie, seemingly. To me, the implication was that they killed everybody. But you know, I mean, like the way that like Planet X works is different from like the way that like a lot of other stuff works, and I don't want there to be more stuff like Planet X, where you know, like Magneto was like. Rounding up Homo sapiens and, like, putting them into concentration camps. Well, okay, Magneto. But, you know, I don't know. When you get to that, like, weird level of pseudo-realism, it just kind of stops being, like, comics to me. Like, I don't need, like, a Game of Thrones-type deconstruction of, like, the comic book stuff. Because, you know... Yes, Game of Thrones is, like, you know, a deconstruction of, like, you know, the romance of, like, medieval times and blah, blah, blah. Or, I'm sorry, A Song of Ice and Fire. I don't know. I don't need this postmodern stuff. And I know a lot of people do because that makes it seem like it's adult to them, I guess. I don't know. It's like I said to a friend the other day who just watched Man of Steel for the first time. I was like, would it have killed them to show him, like, saving a cat? Like, would it have, like, just utterly, like, ruined their lives? For him to do something altruistic that wasn't immediately shat on by his dad.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything he does in that movie that's, like, heroic, quote-unquote, is a reaction to the fact that, like, his dad told him never to let anyone know he had powers.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't
know. We've talked about it. We've gone on about that.
Let's.
All right, so Original Sin. This is the last issue of the event. It's done, except for the parts of it that aren't done. It's finished, except for the parts that aren't. So everyone was heading to the moon in the last issue to, like, for some reason, Nick was heading back there, and it turns out that he's going to go visit the corpse of the Watcher, which is sitting on this kindly little plinth. And there's a whole group of Watchers that show up to watch. No pun intended.
That's what they do.
It's true.
That is their burden.
Yeah, they comment on that a few times. It's like, we surely cannot stand here and watch, can we? And then, like, I don't know, someone looks up and it's like, can't we?
Yes.
Page yep. turn.
Moon creep.
Moon creep. and the Avengers, like, I don't know. The Avengers are in this story, and so is Nick Fury's handpicked team of potential successors to be the man on the wall, as the opening page summation thing calls it, which, you know, in no way is that probably, like, taken from whatever you probably are thinking. That sounds like this. in my case, it was a combination of Song of Ice and Fire with literally The Wall, and also, like, the exchange in A Few Good Men, where it's, you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall. There was some stuff with the Orb and Dr. Midas and Exterminatrix, and...
Can I say this?
Sure,
why did they make Dr. Midas look
like the Thing?
The Thing?
That's just how he looks.
Okay.
Like, that's...
That's just...
That's how Morrison created him. And the thing is, Dr. Midas dies. Spoilers. Mm. He gets his hand cut off and he dies. Exterminatrix runs off with the hand, which I did like the stuff with her at the end where she has the hand and she's like, I'm going to start over with one golden bullet at a time or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
At the same time, like, the central villain of this was, I guess, Dr. Midas.
I guess.
Sort of.
And him dying
was the end.
Was more or less the end. But also at the same time, it was meant to be a big deal centered around this character that's only appeared in one other story ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that Marvel Boy
and there's
limited
pretty much like no setup for him as the major villain of this. So it just kind of ends up being flat because you don't care.
I like the stuff with the mindless ones.
Sure, I like the mindless
Honestly,
ones.
Honestly, one of them should have been like the ringleader.
I think probably
would have made a little bit more sense.
I liked it. Yeah, I mean, you know, them having thought is... Oh, man.
Like, one of them became sentient, and he was like, how do I make my other brethren, like, the same as me, because now I'm an outcast or something. I don't know. The orb gets one of the eyeballs sucked into his chest, and apparently he, instead of being moon creep, he's earth creep.
He's earth creep.
Because he just wants to watch people.
I'm not going
to
stop you, lady.
Weird shit.
I just want to watch.
I don't know. Like... I can't say that this, like, shocked me. It went to pretty much the place I think all of us were expecting.
Yep, I called it.
You know, like, I don't know.
It's a book.
Yeah,
it did kind of, Jason, you kind of hit it. It kind of ended flat.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't like a woo.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I just, you know.
It's just like, oh, it's over.
Well, it's a roller coaster ride. And, you know, like I said, I was enjoying, like, I think the odd numbered issues more than I was enjoying the even numbered. But at the same time, like, no one wants to get on a roller coaster where the last, like, you know, like, minute and a half of it is just, like, you know, like, we're gradually pulling into the station.
Oh, you meant Top Gun. Yeah.
But
right, Chris?
I guess the status quo is that Thor is going to be trying to pick up that hammer for quite a while. Fury's the new Watcher, but he's chained to the moon. Bucky is the new man on the wall.
Yeah, man on the wall.
And
well, what a surprise that one was.
That was spoiled as fuck because they showed that cover way in advance.
Sure, they did.
I was like,
which one did they show?
Like, they showed, like they said the that there was going to be a new Winter Soldier series, and I was like, well, obviously he's the guy who takes up after Nick Fury.
Yeah, because, you know,
because
Nick
Fury he's the only guy getting a new book.
Also, because Nick Fury is a sniper, like, who's the only other sniper?
Oh, Dum-Dum Dugan? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I mean, there was no Black Panther book announced, you know, or Ant-Man. Or Doctor Strange.
Well, it's probably because they found the Avril Lavigne tapes in his car. He didn't get the new series.
Doctor Strange. Complicated.
That's why I do this.
But I don't know. I mean, this was a way of them having their cake and eating it, too, because, like, Nick Fury is now the Watcher, which
They're
means that there's not another Nick Fury around. They're all a bunch of Rory Calhouns. Nick Fury's now out of the way to stop confusing these purported readers coming in because of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see Nick Fury Jr. and be like, why is he Nick Fury Jr.? I don't understand what Wikipedia is.
Yep, now they got there you go. It's fixed it all, guys. Congrats. It's the movies now. Hooray.
Well, and it's like, the characters that Nick Fury picked to be on his team gradually became less important once they discovered that Nick Fury was their boss, which is pretty much what we all guessed from the first issue. Like, they start out as being, like, you know, like, there's two stories. There's, like, the Avengers / Nick Fury investigation and then, like, the secret team.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they all fight on that space station, they basically don't do anything else. Like, Rocket Raccoon is in one panel of this issue, as is Gamora.
I didn't even see him in it.
No, he's charging out of there firing the guns or whatever when they get to the moon to fight the mindless ones, I guess. And it was funny seeing, like, how they all arrived there with, like, no space armor, but then, like, when Cap says, like, perhaps the least in-character line ever assigned to the 616 universe, Cap, I know Fury is dead. I saw the bag of bloody stew that is him. Or it was something like that. It was like, I saw the bag of... I was like... He would never say that ever.
This is not Mark Miller writing.
Yeah, like, that's, like, That's Ultimate Cap, if that. And Ultimate Cap is dead as well, I believe.
Pretty sure it is. Yeah. All Ultimates were supposed to be dead.
I think Iron Man's still alive.
Probably.
Miles Morales is still alive because, you know.
I guess he is in all new Ultimates, isn't he?
Well, and he'll be in the Marvel Universe soon.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe.
He's going to be in Spider-Verse.
They've done. Remember when they did that last time? It ended up being the start of Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, but that was great.
Dude, that was awesome. That was also supposed, they had a whole story about it.
He's supposed to be an all-new X-Men.
He's apparently they're going to the Ultimate Universe. He's not coming here.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
No, he is coming back.
Did you read the newest all-new X-Men?
No, yes. I didn't.
Okay, it explains what happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I thought that issue hadn't happened yet because he was on the cover and they took off the. They did a riff on the. Welcome to the X-Men, Kitty Pryde. Hope you survived the experience with her in like the bubble in the center, and then like the five panels of everyone in the danger room around her.
No.
Is he already in it?
It's the issue with Iceman on the cover, and it just happens in the last panel.
Oh, hey. Well, there you go. That's. I bet it'll be the next issue then. But that's funny because there's like no hint of that at all.
Apparently,
so good job.
Apparently, the Ultimate Universe done. Like it's.
Yeah, Ultimate FF had some, like, embarrassingly low numbers to the point where, like, they decided to do a crossover with, like, the Spider-Ham universe.
Yeah, it was supposed to be over last year, and they were like, yeah, it might have some life left.
Well, everyone got really excited that they were going to destroy it, and then they were like, oh, wait, people are buying this. Maybe we can get them to read stuff spinning out of it. So they didn't do it.
Nope.
And it's like, no.
We're not going to buy it.
Like, people still buy Miles Morales, and that's it.
No buys.
No buys. Nobody bought All New Avengers or whatever. All New Ultimates. Or Ultimate FF, or whatever it's called now.
Oh, it's all new Ultimates, and I think
it's
all
Ultimates
done.
Comics. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, which is like the third time.
It's actually
that.
The way that they do it. The way that they do it is actually kind of cool.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't think he's going to stick around, but we'll see. If they are destroying the Ultimate Universe, like for realsies this time, and not just canceling all the books except Ultimate Spider-Man. Which honestly might work out in Ultimate Spider-Man's favor if it's the only Ultimate book. Because then they don't have to worry about any of the other stupid shit happening, like Victor Van Damme with his dumb goat horns and that kind of garbage.
Oh my god.
If they're destroying it for real, then yeah, Miles Morales is coming over because that character is like popular and well-received. I still don't know how he got his powers. Is he a mutant?
Miles Morales, I don't know.
Oh,
no. I think he has them scientifically. I don't think he's a mutant. I think he has I think he might be like She-Hulk and got some sort of like, you know, medical operation or something. Like a blood transfusion. I don't know. It's one of those things I always meant to look up but never did because it's the Ultimate Universe and I don't really care.
Yeah.
Kind of never did.
Yeah. I'm a victim of that quite often.
But, you know. Well, there you go. That's the original sin, was that Mysterio was hiding a portal to the to the Ultimate Universe and never told anybody. Well, that was Spider-Man. That was the plot of it. Apparently, there's a Spider-Man 2 coming up as well.
Spider-Man 2?
Or Spider-Men 2.
Oh. Huh.
No, he's apparently bit by a spider.
Okay.
Norman Osborn wanted to replicate it and have his own Spider-Man.
Right.
Norman's still alive in the Ultimate Universe?
Yeah.
Didn't he get his head cut off? Oh. Well, okay.
Regenerated his
so
body.
Did Magneto, I think.
But he's a monster in that universe, so.
That's true.
He's like the Hulk.
Didn't Ultimate Magneto get decapitated as well?
Probably.
No, wait, that was Ultimate Sabretooth. And he
you
apparently
mean
died.
Magneto, master of changing sides?
So, anyway, Original Sin number 8. I don't know, the event's over. It was fine.
Yeah, it was all right.
I mean,
it was better than a lot of other crossovers, but it wasn't great.
It started out better than it ended, but at least it wasn't bad. It was definitely a hell of a lot better than Infinity. Oh, my God.
A ton better than Infinity. A ton better than...
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
What was the other one? Shit. Fear Itself?
Yeah, Fear Itself I usually take a dump on.
Yep.
Secret Invasion isn't bad.
No, Secret Invasion is okay.
Dark what was Rain the other one sounded... that was last year, too?
The other one?
I thought there was another one.
They might have been. Was it...
AVX. Is that what you
I didn't mind AVX, but...
That was between Fear Itself but before Infinity.
Infinity.
There might have been another one after that. I don't know. I think it says quite a bit that
Age of Ultron?
Age of Ultron, that's right.
Yeah.
And they called the movie after that, and I couldn't even remember it. I was actually talking about that with people on Twitter the other day.
The people want that to be the plot of the movie?
Yeah, how apparently people want plot. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like an 8-year-old's wet dream where, you know, you're in the future and everything's dark and mean and, like, you know, like, Cap is dead and Tony Stark is, like, you know, missing his legs or some shit and Black Widow's missing her, half of her face is gone. I love Days of Future Past. At the same time, like,
but that's charted a chain reaction that will never stop.
I mean, yeah, to a degree. But, you know.
Well, all right.
They want to see Sue Storm and Wolverine go back in time and murder Hank Pym before Ant-Man the movie even exists.
Yay.
They have the rights to those characters.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the orb and Exterminatrix. I'm sure they will invariably pop up in some Jason Aaron project in the future. I don't really have any interest in reading, like, the Winter Soldier book, and that's not just because the Marco Rudy guy's doing the art.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I've read a few issues of Zero, Alice Cott's Image book, and I do not like it at all. So I'm not really enthused about checking out anything he's doing at Marvel, and that's including the current volume of Secret Avengers, which...
Here's my bet. I'm going to place a bet.
All right.
During the Winter Soldier series, he will be on a train.
It's probably true.
Oh, he's going to be on the Galaxy Express 999 because he's in outer space, remember?
That would be awesome. I mean, he comes to the train stop and Harlock's there.
Like, that's what's going to happen is... Bucky Barnes is going to stop the invasion of Count Mecha and the Robot Empire by shooting him before the little kid can find out or can get revenge for Count Mecha murdering his mother.
They're on that train that go by the fucking Rainbow Road. I would I would read it if Winter Soldier were on the Galaxy Express 999. Don't be the Chris. I have to see it.
That's pretty great.
Please make it happen.
Make it happen. You know he's on the Space Runway Ideon.
Oh.
Chris, do you have any final thoughts on Original Sin?
Do you have a final sin?
What was your favorite sin, everybody?
Oh.
Your favorite secret?
J. Jonah Jameson.
Frogman.
Well, okay, like an actual plot line that's going to have repercussions.
No, I like the Doctor Doom one.
But what was his sin?
I don't think
that he's secretly awesome and so few people know how to write him. I'd say that's a sin.
I don't know.
I'm surprisingly enamored with the... Sam's dad is like the Black Novas were evil. Like,
oh yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I like that idea. I like that they're going with it. It's one of the few times where like everything you knew was wrong is actually like something interesting and isn't just like a barrier to like, you know, something interesting. I don't dislike Silk though. We haven't really spent a lot of time with her yet. Her introduction was rushed as fuck, but you know, they have to establish her before Spider-Verse starts.
I have to just continue fucking. Be into that.
Actually, I need to look up that old tweet with the "what if Captain America was ugly" thing.
What's like?
Well, one of them was like the angrier Hulk gets, the more he shits his pants or something.
Like,
sorry,
what is
ideas
the,
for Kevin Kilton.
What's the Daredevil original sin?
That his dad wasn't the awesome guy that he remembers,
and
him.
That his mom's still alive.
But that's not his sin.
Well, his sin was that he idolized his dad, not knowing the way that he actually was.
I got
it.
Richard was trying to keep that under wraps for me. Thank you.
What? It's in the teaser pages.
I know, but Michael just said it. I hadn't read it yet.
Sorry. But see, I never knew that she was dead.
Well, yeah, that's very true. You just kind of assumed that she's
it's
dead.
It's just no one wanted to touch that because it was a Miller
they
thing.
Did, yeah, they, I was going to say, like they'd mentioned that she had died previously.
Nobody used Nuke for like a million years, and now you can't get him to go away. He's in the Death of Wolverine first issue. I don't know. Hell, what was... I would have loved to have known the blackmail that Nick Fury had on all the people on his team.
Yeah.
That was a lost opportunity.
What were the original sins? I don't know if I cared about any of them, really.
Well, the one was that Daredevil's dad wasn't an awesome guy. Mm. Sam Alexander's dad was a murderer, essentially.
Yeah.
Silk exists.
Okay.
Xavier fucked Mystique.
Xavier had a child with Mystique.
Oh, is
yeah,
that...
you're not digging was, that?
Is that what was in the will?
It's no, one of the things in it.
That is not in that issue.
Okay, because I haven't read that issue yet.
We'll talk about that when you guys get to... I read that last night.
Okay. I was fine with the implication that he had had a child with her, not with the implication that he was aware of it. If she had just disguised herself as Moira MacTaggert like she was initially shown to be, I would have not cared as much. Now it's a wait-and-see thing.
Yes,
but at the same time, like, who are the people that are most frequently assigned, like, dark, evil plot lines?
It's always Charles.
It's always Xavier and it's always Reed Richards.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And what was the Fantastic Four original sin?
That
Johnny broke
fucked with
that machine.
Yeah, he fucked with the machine. He sat in it.
Oh, let me try this thing out. Dum-de-dum.
God, fuck this book.
Johnny, no, those are very precise measurements. You can't possibly have sat there.
Who else had
let
one?
Just redo it all again.
Some kid peed on Captain America.
What? That's not
that was one of the gags.
That there's a 10th realm. And
yeah, the existence of 10th realm and the fact that Angela is Odin's daughter, and ergo...
Don't care about that.
Loki's adopted sister and Thor's half-sister.
What else is there?
No, it's Thor's real sister.
Hmm?
It's Thor's sister. It's Freya and Odin's daughter.
Oh, okay, so she's a pureblood sister?
Yes, she's a pureblood sister.
So it's... Freya never thought to say anything.
Dude, this is Secret of the Sword.
Hey, is Odin alive again?
Isn't this Secret of the Sword?
Okay, so...
he's on the cover.
So, him...
And we knew that shit wasn't going to last,
I mean,
still.
Him and his brother from...
Oh, the Serpent?
Yeah, are in a god prison in Asgard.
Aren't we all?
Playing chess. And Loki breaks in to Asgard and, like, come on, Dad. Time for you to come on out. Angela's back, and so that's the end of the fourth issue is... Because they make reference to these two guys playing chess, and you kind of see pale guy with dark hair and darker skinned guy with white hair, so you kind of get that it's Odin and the Serpent. But I'd forgotten that Odin got put in jail, god jail.
Yeah, he died.
Well...
Blew his powers out and had a heart attack or something, I think. What else? Was there an Iron Man one other than the existence of the Illuminati?
Well, the Iron Man Hulk one.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, I was okay with that. But,
yeah,
okay.
I like that one.
So the Thor-Loki thing, like, it's literally Secret of the Sword where the Hordak comes and takes She-Ra to another dimension. That's what this is?
Sort of. The Queen of the Angels takes... apparently, they stabbed a baby and Queen of the Angels takes... Because the 10th realm is heaven.
The Fright Zone, yeah.
Not really heaven.
Sorry, Etheria.
And apparently it's
or,
all...
You don't mean Primus?
All the angels...
Primus is...
All the angels are female. They apparently... The males are underground.
Where's Zor-El?
Morlocks. The 10th realm was... And Angela was out.
I got it.
And whenever she comes back, she's the...
She's She-Ra.
She's queen of the or mistress of the hunt.
I don't know. Most of the actual sins were not related to the characters that dealt with them. Like, it wasn't Spider-Man's sin that he forgot Silk existed because he was never aware of her.
It was that spider sin.
It's just they found it was the spider sin. Most of them were secrets related to characters that they knew and changed their perception of them. I guess the only person who had a direct one was the fact that Tony messed with the bomb.
Yep.
But, you know.
That ended up being okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
That.
Otherwise,
I mean, I'm glad they didn't give Doctor Strange a new one, because he's got enough. Like, where the sin was that Bendis forgot the character was married, so when everyone was like, where's Clea? He was like, oh, they got a divorce. Then, like,
yeah,
5 years later, they
it.
Had to explain it by, like, oh, she caught him hanging out with some strippers.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess the Punisher's original sin is that he's the Punisher.
Yep, apparently. I don't know. What is that his original sin? I have no idea.
They didn't do one.
Bendis' original sin is that he doesn't remember the ending of the Thanos imperative.
The Punisher original sin. The Punisher original sin is that he actually started the Vietnam War.
Oh, I guess, no, I guess it was he wanted to go to the park that day.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the park.
All right.
But either way, like, I guess the original sin of original sin was that it turned out to be okay, but I will take it being okay and not ruining a bunch of shit, as opposed to awful and ruining everything, which it probably could have. They could have been like, oh, well, it turns out that Peter's the one who killed Uncle Ben because he was in the hospital on the... they were wheeling him by a window, and he saw Spider-Man, and it gave him a heart attack, and he died.
Listen, they could have done some crazy stuff.
You know, like, Daredevil's dad is the one who blinded him driving that truck. Daredevil secretly killed Karen Page because he swapped mind the bullseye at the time. They could have done a lot of really stupid shit. They could have just had a story with Doctor Strange, it seems, because that's every story with him these days.
Sure, Secrets of Doctor Strange.
Boy, I can't wait for him to get a movie enema, guys, because they're just going to wash all that shit right off of him.
Let's hope.
Dude, that was Iron Man. Like, he was the biggest villain in the Marvel Universe, and that movie came out, and it was like, oh, God, how do we fix this? That's what I'm going to call it from now on, is movie enema. So, sadly, we must leave you guys, but in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do. Such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch. At Clinch Band. And clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch. And also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends, Engineer Nerd, of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find him on Twitter, at Engineer Nerd. And you can also listen to him on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at AFBlues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David, at FakeEyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee, at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam!